In December of 2011, National Public Radio did the story, GOP Tries to Rein in Spending. As usual, they posted it to their website with the same headline. I suppose that if you're in the radio business, creating print versions of your stories and posting them online seems like a secondary activity, not your number one job. But if you're going to show the world your stuff in print form, you should take it pretty seriously. More seriously than the headline writer for the NPR site, who spelled Rein, R-E-I-G-N. I see this mistake a lot, and somehow it always surprises me. R-E-I-G-N seems like such a specific, almost quaint word that harkens to the days when kings and queens ruled much of the Western world, and people actually talked about these monarchs' reigns. The homophone of this word, spelled R-E-I-N, seems more tangible to me, probably because I grew up near horses and horse stables, and everyone knew that reins, R-E-I-N-S, were the long straps of leather or nylon that attached to a horse's bridle. When you rein in a horse, you're either putting on the brakes, so to speak, or steering it in a different direction. It's R-E-I-N. Not many people seem to have a problem with this form of rein when they use the expression to take the reins. They usually spell that right, R-E-I-N. But when they talk about reining in something, it becomes more common to swap out those horses' reins with the homophone spelled with a G. For example, a recent Google search for the expression rein in spending, correctly spelled R-E-I-N, turned up about 621,000 hits. But a search for the term rein in spending, incorrectly spelled R-E-I-G-N, turned up almost a quarter as many, 139,000 hits. I suppose when I think about it that this is an easy mistake to make because both reigning in something and reigning like a king mean to take control or be in control. But there is no rein in with a G. R-E-I-G-N-N is not an expression. Anytime you're reining in something, you're referring to those reins on a horse, R-E-I-N. And yes, this is even the word you want when you say someone took the reins of something, even the metaphorical reins of government or a company. The best thing you can do to avoid this common error is just always take care when you use one of these expressions. If someone is ruling something, including if you want to say that they reign supreme, use the one with the G. If you're talking about stopping, steering, or controlling something, or you're doing anything that might be done with a horse's reins, just remember to leave out the G.